It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Sticking around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard. It's a hard.
You're listening to KEPWLP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
Wasting all your time just bragging when you should be busy plowing and plotting. You stand there rotting your home, bragging. You ain't got no cause for bragging when your bonnie's mending and your lawn's mowing. How come you're growing like an ugly rooster at dawn? Bragging about your fishing, about your horse you're pitching, bet you always keep the score. Talking about your medal, that's the kind they peddle down at the 5 and 10 cent store. Bragging, folks ain't got no use for bragging. If your fields are greener, folks will hear about it. You don't have to shout it, fields are green before you were born. Your horse you're pitching, bitch, you always keep the score. Talking about your medal, that's the kind they peddle down at the 5 and 10 cent store. Bragging, folks ain't got no use for bragging. If your fields are greener, folks will hear about it. To shout it, fields are green before you are born. You must remember this, a sign is just a sign. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by, would light a love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. I fight for love. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking the daisy what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then, and it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around and wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Cry, how deep
is the ocean. How high is the sky?
This is Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Jeff and Dan here playing you some Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers, as we do on Thursday nights. And we started off with some relatively brand new Bob Dylan, the newest album from Bob Dylan. When did that come out, Dan? A couple years ago?
Yeah, 2017.
2017, it was in a way the third of the modern body of Dylan material that some call the Sinatra albums, but of course he was doing works from the Great American Songbook, many of which Frank Sinatra had also covered. And this one, called Triplicate, is actually three CDs. And we started, well, we played a couple of songs from Triplicate, eh?
Yeah, As Time Goes By, Imagination, and How Deep Is the Ocean.
Great songs, many of which I didn't know, but listening to these albums brings them back to our attention if we care to pay attention. And Dylan certainly has always paid attention to the Great American Songbook from the beginning of his career on through now. So we're going to hit a little bit of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid here, eh?
Yeah, I got a recently remastered version of this soundtrack from 1973, the film called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. We're going to play a couple tracks from this, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Going to listen to Billy, which is the main song he wrote for this album.
But not the most famous song, but next you'll get that.
Yeah, Knocking on Heaven's Door, of course.
Yeah.
There's guns across the river about to pound you. There's a lawman on your trail, like to surround you. Bounty hunters are dancing all around you. Billy, they don't like you to be so free. Camping out all night on the veranda. Walking the streets down by the hacienda. Up to Boot Hill, they'd like to send you. Billy, don't you turn your back on me. There's mirrors inside the minds of crazy faces. Bullet holes and rifles in their cases. There's always one more notch and four more aces. Billy, and you're playing all alone. Laying around with some sweet senorita. Into her dark chamber, she will greet you. In the shadows of the mesa, she will lead you.
you're going all alone. They say that Pat Garrett's got your number. So I sleep with one eye open when you wonder if every little sound just might be thunder. Thunder from the barrel of his gun. There's always another stranger sneaking glances. Some trigger happy fool willing to take chances. Some old whore from San Pedro to make advances. Advances on your spirit and your soul. The businessmen from Taos want you to go down. So they've hired Mr. Garrett to force you to slow down. Billy Dunn and Mercury feel so low down. To be hunted by the man who was your friend. So hang on to your woman if you got one. Remember in El Paso once you shot one. Up in Santa Fe you bought one. Billy, you've been running for so long. Gypsy Queens will play your grand finale way down in some Tularosa alley. Maybe in the Rio Pecos Valley. Billy, you're so far away from home. Billy, you're so far away from home.
Heaven's door. knock, knock, knocking on 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 heaven's door.
Buddy Holly with Rave On. Buddy Holly was a great influence in the young Dylan, and was an influence that stayed with Dylan for his entire life. He's talked a lot of times about the power of seeing Buddy Holly live just two or three days before Holly died, along with Richie Valens and Big Bopper in the plane crash. So anyway, let's go to... I was kind of liking that, Jeff.
We'll go back to the beginning.
All right, this is... Dylan from 1978, Where Are You Tonight? Journey Through Dark Heat.
Obscure, too profound and too pure, too limited you had when you were loving could never get clean. It felt out of place, my foot in his face, but he should have stayed where his money was green. I bit into the root, the forbidden fruit, with the juice running down my leg. Yeah, I dealt with your boss, who'd never known about loss, who always was too proud to beg. There's a white diamond gloom on the dark side of this room, and a pathway that leads up to the stars.
Dan and I could talk about the writing on that album, Ad Infinitum. Yeah, it's a great album, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it's really good.
Which album is it?
Let's just remind folks. Street Legal from 1978.
Yeah.
Horseplay and disease are killing me by degrees while the law looks the other way.
The law looks the other way. And this came right before the so-called Christian albums, but if you listen carefully, there's a lot of... kind of prologue going on in the writing on that album. Well, you folks, I hope you know, and in case you don't, we're going to tell you that you're listening to KPW LP 97.3 FM in Eugene, and we are...
Peaceworks Community Radio. www.kepw.org is the place to find us online. You're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
And that's Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers. So we've done a couple of... Well, we did Buddy Holly, fellow traveler. We're going to get back to some other fellow travelers. Speaking of fellow travelers and taking people on the trip with us, the Dr. Zoom show, which happens on Sundays...
Dr. Zoom.
...ends every month with a live concert right here in the studio, which is a really cool place for live shows. And on April 28th, he's going to host Eric Richardson's Invisible Arts Project, which is some dynamite jazz. So
they're really good, Jeff.
I bet they are. Mm-hmm. I've heard Eric play stand-up bass, and I don't know if it was this band he was with or not. But yeah, tune in. And of course, KEPW has all kinds of groovy stuff going on here. Speaking of groovy, we're going to go back to Dylan, some of the early stuff, when he used to play at the Gaslight Cafe in New York City, and he largely covered other people's stuff. So we're going to do a Robert Johnson song, Kind-Hearted Woman Blues.
I got a kind-hearted woman
studies evil all the time. Oh, she wants to kill me just to have it on her mind. She got a 32 special built on a cross of wood. She got a 32 special built on a cross of wood. I got a 3820, man, it's twice as good. Sometimes I'm thinking you're too good to die. Sometimes I'm thinking you're too good to die. Other times I'm thinking you ought to be buried alive.
Sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well. Then stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light beat through a busted shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. He woke up, the room was bare, he didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care, pushed the window open wide. Felt an emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. The ticking of the clocks and walks alone with a parrot that talks and hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll spot him once again. How long must he wait one more time for a simple twist of fate? People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, and I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
A fellow traveler.
Yeah. Dylan, if he's got any taste at all, and we know he's got really good taste, likes Charlie Rich. And before that, Jeff, we listened to Bob Dylan in September the 16th of 1974, performing for the very first time a recorded version of Simple Twist of Fate. This is days before he got the version that ended up appearing on 1975's Blood on the Tracks, but it was just him with a guitar.
And the buttons of his jacket.
Yeah. Could you hear him on that?
On that one. So from the very beginning, he was wearing this jacket with buttons on the cuff, and they were hitting the guitar. And some people complained about that when the album came out.
It was a very affecting version.
Great version.
Very powerful, just Dylan alone with his guitar singing Simple Twist of Fate.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Kind Hearted Woman Blues, recorded in 1962 in Greenwich Village, the Gaslight Cafe.
Yeah, and Robert Johnson was kind of like a fellow traveler to Dylan.
Almost certainly.
His spirit was with him just like Buddy Holly.
John Hammond, Dylan's first producer, the famous executive over at Columbia Records, the guy who found and promoted early on Billie Holiday, Cab Calloway, number of people.
He brought Pete Seeger in from other label. He was determined to get him there.
Yeah, he actually gave Dylan a acetate that is a record with a number of Robert Johnson songs before Columbia issued its 1962
collection of
King of the Delta Blues, Robert Johnson.
Yeah, Dylan explains in Chronicles that when he went in to sign his contract with Columbia, John Hammond gave him that disc, and he took it home. Home in those days was the couch of Dave Van Ronk. Mm-hmm. And the main thing he wanted to talk about was that album. He forgot to tell Dave Van Ronk that he had just signed a contract with Columbia Records, or maybe he just didn't want to tell him.
Yeah, I think he was kind of keeping that tight to the chest. So, There Won't Be Any More, which was Charlie Rich. Why don't we follow that up, Jeff, with... what was that we were going to follow it up with?
Well, instead of There Won't Be Any More, there will be One Too Many Mornings.
And 1,000 Miles Behind. Take it away, Dylan.
Down the street the dogs are barking, in the day is it getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, the dogs lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the sounds inside my mind. Isn't one too many mornings and 1,000 miles behind? From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. And I gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. And I'm one too many mornings and 1,000 miles behind. Is a restless, hungry feeling that don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm a saying, you can say it just as good. You're right from your side, and I am right from mine. We're both just one too many mornings and 1,000 miles behind.
Drum. I asked her how come. she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. Then she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and felt in my lungs. And gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. And after finding that I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense. She did come, I asked her for some. She said, no dear, I said your words aren't clear, you better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on.
Norwegian Wood?
No. You must have been listening to the show a couple weeks ago, Jeff.
Instead of Norwegian Wood, of course, that was fourth time around.
And the fifth, sixth, and seventh time around, I think. That was
Yola
a long
Tango end. Was having fun with that song.
Long ending.
Yeah. Yola Tango is one of the many covers on the soundtrack album for I'm Not There.
Filmed by Todd Haynes, 2007.
Yeah. New York band. I think they were out here not too long ago. Maybe they even played at Wow Hall, but I like Yola Tango.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say who we are and what our show is.
You're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
With Jeff and Dan, Bob Dylan, and fellow travelers. And
why don't we go to 1981 with a song called Angelina. It's a visionary song.
Yeah, it always reminds me of Jimi Hendrix's Wind Cries Mary, so see if that makes any sense.
Well, it's always been my nature to take chances, my right hand drawing back,
while my left hand advances. Where the current is strong and the monkey dances to the tune of a concertina. Blood drying in my yellow hair as I go from shore to shore. I know what it is that has drawn me to your door. But whatever could it be makes you think you've seen me before? Angelina. Oh, Angelina. Oh, Angelina. His eyes were two slits, making his snake proud, with a face that any painter would paint as he walked through the crowd. Worshipping a god with the body of a woman well endowed and the head of a hyena. Do I need your permission to turn the other cheek? If you can read my mind, why must I speak? No, I have heard nothing about the man that you seek, Angelina. Oh, Angelina. Stars and stripes explode. The peaches, they were sweet, and the milk and honey flowed. I was only following instructions when the judge sent me down the road with your subpoena. When you cease to exist, then who will you blame? I've tried my best to love you, but I cannot play this game. Your best friend and my worst enemy is one and the same, Angelina. Mercedes rolling through the combat zone. Your servants are half dead, you're down to the bone. Tell me, tall man, where would you like to be overthrown? In Jerusalem or Argentina? She was stolen from her mother when she was 3 days old. Now her vengeance has been satisfied and her possessions have been sold. He's surrounded by God's angels and she's wearing a blindfold. But so are you, Angelina. Trying to take heaven by force. I can see the unknown rider I can see the pale white horse. In God's truth name, tell me what you want, and you'll have it, of course. Just step into the arena. Lead a path of retreat up them spiral staircases, past the tree of smoke, past the angel with four faces, begging God for mercy and weeping in unholy places. Angelina, oh, Angelina, oh, Angelina, oh, Angelina.
Good night, Dan.
Night, Jeff. See you next week.
See you next week.